When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in today. This is Chris Guillebeau. Hope you've been having a good October so far. For those listening in real time, we've had quite the year, all kinds of stories, tips, all kinds of just interesting things that have happened, both here on the podcast and, of course, in life in general. So thank you for sharing this time with me, this short, less than 10 minutes a day episode, all on making money, establishing creative freedom, doing something for yourself, using a skill you already have. That's what Side Hustle School is about. Today, specifically, we're going to look at AI art, artificial intelligence, AI-generated art tools like Midjourney and DALL-E. Now, if you haven't seen these yet, it is so cool. Basically, you can just type in a sentence using these engines, these software. I have no idea exactly what it is, how it works, but it's crazy. You type in a sentence or a few words, and this AI engine goes and creates an original image. Basically, you can go and make your own Picasso paintings. I mean, that's essentially what it is, and many other things. It goes and creates this original image, not just searching a database, but actually creating something new. That's what's new about it. So I've been playing around with it a little bit as I work on my next book. I'm writing a book about, you know, wild and crazy ways to make money. It is a fun and scary process, AI. Today's caller specifically wants to know about the business usage of AI-generated art. If you're making your own Picasso paintings or whatever it is you're making, can you just go and sell that? If so, let's get selling because it's pretty easy to make. All right. That's what we're going to talk about here. Their detailed question. I believe his name is Roger, our caller, coming up in just a few seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Roger from Maine, and I've been enjoying the show for several years. I hope to have a story to contribute at some point. In the meantime, I've been using DALL-E to make AI art. It's a lot of fun, and it's also made me wonder about the business usages of it. Can artists sell the work they produce with AI? Do they have to tell people it was made with AI? Or does that even matter? It feels like a whole new world, and I'm curious what you think of the commercial aspect of these things. Thanks a lot, and best wishes to everyone else out there.
Hey, Roger. Thanks for this question. And yes, AI art is fun. I am no artist, but I've been making all kinds of AI-generated art as I've been exploring this world as well. So listeners, You don't have to be left out. If you haven't checked this out, go check out Midjourney, M-I-D, Journey, Midjourney, or DALL-E, D-A-L-L-E. Just type that into Google and it will kind of take you to a process where you can try out the service. And, you know, if you like it, you eventually need to pay for it. But you get a bunch of free prompts where you can make free images of your own, whatever you want to make. And when I say whatever, I mean pretty much whatever. You can just type in, here's my idea. I've been working on cats, of course. So I did a cat drinking a milkshake. That was one of my first creative works. Not currently for sale, but you know, if somebody offered enough money. And so the short version here is, as to Roger's question, you know, okay, you're making this art. Can you actually sell it? Well, who's going to buy it? That's a different question. But can you sell it? It's a little bit undefined, but lots of people are selling their AI-generated art already. And the platforms like Midjourney and DALL-E, they are pretty clear that they release all rights of ownership. The only thing that's not clear is, obviously, these AI-generated pieces are using the inspiration of lots of other pieces out there. So is there some copyright issue there? That's going to be sorted out in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. But you know, as for right now, people are definitely selling it. And as to whether you have to tell someone that what you're selling comes from an AI or not, I mean, I don't know. Do you have to tell people how any art or music is made? Like, maybe some people would say yes, but my answer is no. So I think the bottom line is how you feel about that question. If you feel like you have to share your process with people, then maybe it is the ethical thing to do. If you're more like me and think, well, if you're selling art or music, it's not the process that's being sold, it's the outcome, the results, then I don't think you have to tell them at all. So that's my two cents on there. But good luck, Roger. Let us know how it goes. I'd love to see some of your AI art, or listeners as well. Hit me up on social or at sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the week, throughout the year, all the time. New episode every single day. You can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.